The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
A young father of four seemingly disappears into thin air, and questions begin to mount. What happened to John Thomas McGuire? You know, for so many girls and boys, their father's influence means the world to them. It shapes who they become as adults. So when John McGuire seemingly drops off the map, his children are distraught. Take a listen to this.
It's February, and John Bama McGuire is making plans for a move. The plan is to set out from his Minnesota home to visit his mother. This father texts Angela Erickson. That's the last contact the 38-year-old makes with family or friends. When Mother's Day rolls around in May, McGuire doesn't contact Erickson. She tells the Bluefield Daily Telegraph that McGuire always calls her and his own mother for Mother's Day. Son Jacob's summer birthday also came and went. That's when Erickson, after 4 months, filed a missing persons report.
You know, it's one thing to miss a call on Mother's Day. It's an entirely different matter to miss one of your children's birthdays. Again, I'm Nancy Grace. Thanks for being with us here at Crime Stories. Joining me, an all-star panel. First of all, Dr. Michelle Dupree, forensic pathologist, former medical examiner, author of Homicide Investigation Field Guide and Investigating Child Abuse Field Guide. She's also a former police detective with the Lexington County Sheriff's Department. Also with me, author, speaker, former cop and undercover detective, author of 12 and Murdered on Amazon, Steve Lampley, joining me from Manhattan, renowned psychologist Karen Stark at KarenStark.com, veteran trial lawyer, criminal defense attorney Troy Slayton, joining us from LA, and you can find him at FloydSkirinLaw.com. Special guest joining us, Mr. McGuire's daughter, Justice McGuire, and the mother of three of his children, Angela Erickson, mother of Justice, Jacob, and Genesis. I'm focusing right now on how John McGuire seemingly vanished into thin air. So John McGuire, this dad of four, is going to move home, ultimately to Alabama. So he takes off in his truck from Minnesota to drive from Minnesota to Alabama, but he never makes it. Straight out to Angela Erickson, the mother of McGuire's three children, Justice, Jacob, and Genesis. Angela, again, thank you and Justice for being with us. Angela, that's quite a trip. I guess he was driving his vehicle. Was it a car, a truck?
A truck.
So, Angela, he's going well over 1,000 miles from Minnesota to visit his mother in Alabama, and then he's going to circle up to West Virginia. Why was he going to West Virginia?
I don't honestly think there was an initial plan to go to West Virginia. I do believe that the truck that they were driving stalled on them, and then the course just took them to West Virginia, to where John's girlfriend Amanda's family resides.
Okay, so the whole West Virginia stop was really because the girlfriend, Amanda McClure, had family there?
Yeah.
Did John make it to Alabama?
He did not.
So he got as far as Minnesota to West Virginia, correct?
Yes.
The mother, his mother, lives in Alabama. Was she ill at the time?
Yes, she was. That's the reason why he was going down there to move with her to help her.
You know, Karen Stark joining me, New York psychologist. It's amazing what people will do for their mother. Have you noticed that?
Well, I noticed that from you, Nancy, and I noticed that from me. And so many people, you know, it's all about Mother's Day. Our mothers give birth to us, and they hold our hearts.
I'm just thinking, you know, my mom lives with us now, Karen Stark, and there is no way I would miss honoring her in some way on Mother's Day. And it really struck me when we were listening early to our friends at Crime Online that he failed to make that yearly call. I mean, they spoke more often than once a year, but every Mother's Day, he always called. And he didn't. That would be a big red flag to me, Karen Stark.
It's an SOS. Absolutely an SOS, Nancy. It's, you know,
it really is.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To you, Angela Erickson, tell me about that, him missing the call on Mother's Day.
You know, I knew that something was wrong, and there was just no way that he wouldn't have called myself. Or his mom, or in fact, my mom for that matter, because he just did it religiously. There was no question. So
when he would call you on Mother's Day, Angela Erickson, what would he say?
He would say, "Happy Mother's Day. You're a great mom, and I'm glad you are the mother of my children, and you're beautiful, and I hope you have a wonderful day." He always made sure that it was a good day, regardless if he was on the phone calling or he was there. So.
And then he missed a birthday. Whose birthday? Was it Jacob's birthday that he missed?
Jacob's 16th birthday, yes.
Oh, and that's a big one, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Angela, I don't know if you're like me. I have 13-year-old twins. I can't believe I'm even saying that they're 13 now. But that is a big day, November 4th, at our house, because we really have a great time on their birthdays. And, you know, I wouldn't miss it for anything, nothing could pull me away from their birthday. So what did you think when he missed calling you at birthday and on Mother's Day, and then he missed calling on Jacob's birthday?
I thought the worst, because I knew that there was no way in the world that he wouldn't have called his only son on his 16th birthday to wish him happy birthday. So
to Stephen Lampley joining us, author, speaker, former cop, undercover, author of 12 and Murdered, and you can find him at stephendavidlampley.com. Stephen Lampley, this is often referred to as routine evidence, and I always clarify, I don't mean like run-of-the-mill evidence. I mean evidence of someone's routine. For instance, the first thing I do every morning is take care of all the pets and my mom, get the twins' stuff for school ready, and make a cup of hot tea. If I didn't do that, my husband would know something was very, very wrong, right? That is evidence of a routine. What do you make of this, Lampley?
Nancy, that stands out. That stands out more so than if somebody forgot to get the mail or was late for work. Not calling a child or mom is a substantial indicator that something is going wrong, has gone wrong, and that is evidence.
But on the other hand, Stephen Lampley, it could be argued to a jury, okay, I'm not happy he missed calling on Mother's Day, but that means absolutely nothing, right? But for this guy, it meant a lot because he never failed to do it. A lot of guys, believe
That's
it or
right.
not, Lampley, do not call mom on Mother's Day. Shock. But true.
That's true. But for this gentleman, he did on a religious basis, and that's a red flag, and that does indicate to us that there is a problem.
It's almost here. The Knix anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knix anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's K-N-I-X.com. Don't miss this.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we were talking about the sudden disappearance of a young 38-year-old dad of four. Everything's going along fine until suddenly he misses a call on Mother's Day and then his son's 16th birthday. And that is when mother of the children, Angela Erickson, knows something is very wrong. Okay, Troy Slayton, go ahead. Lampley and I have built our castle. Go ahead, knock down our castle of dominoes by saying this means nothing.
Simply not making a phone call, the absence of committing some sort of act is not evidence of anything. Absolutely not. And people...
And you, I can't see you, but I guess you're saying that with a straight face.
People change behaviors. People fall in and out of relationships. It means absolutely nothing, and it's not evidence of anything. It wouldn't survive. It wouldn't survive a relevance objection.
Don't you have children, Troy Slayton? Don't you have children?
Absolutely, two beautiful children.
Okay, are you married?
I am.
Troy Slayton, you say people fall in and out of relationships. That may be true when it comes to men and women or romantic love, the Eros love, but the mommy child love. You don't fall in and out of that relationship. And I certainly hope, Troy Slayton, that you as a father don't fall in and out of your relationship with your children. Is that what you're saying? That you can love them one day and then the next day,
Well, there's some days I want to kill them, but no, I absolutely do not ever.
Have you ever missed their birthday?
Absolutely not, Nancy.
Oh, interesting. So you haven't fallen out of your relationship with your children?
Absolutely not.
Okay, but you're saying that... That could have happened with this guy who had never once missed calling or being there for their birthday.
A lot of people are different, and it's a possibility. And
you know
certainly
what?
Not evidence.
You remind me of this ostrich I saw at the zoo one time in San Diego. He had his head in the sand and his butt in the air, not looking at anything going on around him. No offense to ostriches. But what I'm saying is, this evidence is hitting me in the head like a brick. So, Angela Erickson, let me go to your daughter joining us, Justice McGuire. Justice, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Justice, how old are you?
I am 19. I'll be 20 in September this year.
You know, Justice, you know, don't tell my husband, but you know who my soulmate is?
Who?
My father.
Yep.
He's in heaven now, but We laughed at the same things. We butt heads over politics. I learned how to dance standing on his feet to Perry Como in our living room, where we didn't quite have enough money to buy furniture. So we had a lot of dance space. You understand?
Yeah.
So, and I miss him every single day. Now tell me about your dad.
My dad was, I could say, the best dad in the world. He always made sure us kids had everything we wanted and needed, let alone even more. So I always enjoyed spending time with him, and I wish I could just go back and just spend another day with him. So,
oh, Justice, you and me both, little girl, you and me both. Now, you say he always made sure you had everything you needed or wanted. Like the other day, Justice, John David, my son, and I like to watch, well, he likes to watch, and I like to watch him watch kung fu movies. Don't laugh. And then my daughter, who's not into that at all, God bless her little soul, is curled up on the sofa looking at some shopping spot, and she says, "Mom, can I order a pair of blue jeans?" Well, it nearly broke my heart that she would even ask, because, you know, some children would just do it,
right?
Because she has my PayPal. And I said, "Sweetheart, yes, please get you a little outfit. I want her not to just have what she has to have. I want her to have things she wants too." Now tell me about your dad. What would he do for you?
I don't know. I'm the oldest. So he always, I don't know, I think me and him had a closer relationship. I wouldn't say more than the other kids, but I was always with him when I was younger, because I've always been a daddy's girl. So, like, I'd be like, "I want this," and he'd be like, "Okay, put it in the cart, and then you can get it." So it was, like, always, like, pretty much, you know, spoiled justice.
You know what? You're not spoiled. You just have a mom and dad that really love you and are willing to sacrifice themselves so you can have that thing you put in the cart. Angela Erickson, the mom of Justice Jacob in Genesis, tell me about John's relationship with his children.
They were, you know, he loved them more than life itself, and he would have done anything. You know, he would have stood in a bus, in front of a bus, for those kids if that's what it took for them to, you know, be healthy and happy. And you know, the one thing that, you know, bothered Justice the most is that she graduated this last year, and her dad wanted nothing in the world but to see her graduate. And, you know, he wasn't able to be there, and that was pretty devastating for her, you know. So, I mean, he just loved them, and the bond between, you know, parents and kids is something that you just can't sever, you know what I mean? And it's really sad that he's not here to continue that bond with our children.
You know, I want to go to the editor of the Bluefield Daily Telegraph, special guest joining us, Samantha Perry. You know, Samantha, you, like me, deal with a lot of stories every day. There was a car crash on Main Street. The mayor is caught in a scandal. Blah, 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 blah. Samantha, with the crush of cases that we deal with, I think very often for some people, it's easy to forget these stories aren't really stories at all. They're about real people with real suffering and real issues. I mean, when you hear Justice talking about her dad, it just adds a whole different layer of what we're reporting today. How this dad is en route on a trip and then suddenly just disappears. It really changes the way you report if you let yourself think about the facts. Samantha, do you agree?
Yes, I do. Miss Grace, this was absolutely one of the most horrific cases I have ever covered. You know, I can't imagine how horrible this was for the family members, for his children.
And it all started with him simply heading out on a trip, and then they didn't hear from him. And then Mother's Day came, and then the birthday came. And then finally, he's reported missing. Angela Erickson, who reported him missing and when?
After, you know, several months of not hearing from him, I called Justice and I said, I think we should probably go make a missing persons report for your dad. And she agreed. So her and I went down to the police station and made that report in June of 2019.
Now, let me understand something. He had taken off in his truck from Minnesota, where you guys live, to visit his mother in Alabama, stopping by West Virginia, where the girlfriend had family en route. Do I have that right, Angela?
No, the West Virginia trip was not actually in their plans.
Okay.
The reason they went to West Virginia is because the car that they were driving stalled in Kentucky, and I believe that Amanda contacted her sister or her father in West Virginia to come and pick them up because the car was not going anywhere.
Okay, so that's how they ended up in West Virginia. Got it. Now, it's odd to me that we don't hear anything from the girlfriend. So is she missing too?
It's almost here. The Knicks anniversary sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Knicks anniversary sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at knix.com. That's knix.com. Don't miss this.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we are talking about the disappearance of a young dad, just 38 years old, of four children. And with me, the mother of three of those children, Angela Erickson, and his daughter, Justice. Also with me, our all-star panel, Aunt Samantha Perry from the Bluefield Daily Telegraph. After you reported him missing, Justice McGuire, first of all, what is that like, filling out a missing persons report for your dad?
Well, at first I didn't really want to do it, but at the same time I did. It was kind of hard because I didn't want to go up there and be like, yeah, I haven't seen my dad in you know how long and whatnot. So going up there, I was crying and didn't really, I was just hoping for the best. I was like, please find my dad, bring him home, I want him safe. So,
and what, if anything, did the police do to find him, Justice?
One day they actually went to my mom's house and knocked on her door. So, you know, and, you know, everything that went on or whatever, and they were talking to her, and she didn't even realize, like, they said you put in a missing person report, and she was like, I did? Because we just have tried to, like, push ourselves forward to try and move on, but it's just, like, in the back of our heads, like, it's just stuck there, so.
So weeks pass, and no news, and then suddenly, an odd twist. Take a listen to our friend Caroline Forbach at Fox 59.
September 2019, state troopers were questioning Larry Paul McClure at the Welch Detachment for violating his sex offender registry. That's when McClure revealed shocking information, leading investigators down a dark and twisted path of murder and incest.
On September 24th, 2019, we were advised of this crime by Larry Paul McClure.
He told them about a murder in McDowell County that happened 7 months prior on February 14th, 2019. When Trooper K.M. Sadler followed up, McClure's story checked out.
We did respond to the residence where the crime occurred, and the victim's remains were found on the property.
How in the world does a registered sex offender behind bars, and he's talking to law enforcement at the Welch Detachment for violating his sex offender registry rules? What does that have to do with a missing young dad of four? How do those two connect? Angela Erickson, when did you learn that John's remains had been found on this property?
The police came to my apartment, two officers, and when I answered the door, I didn't know what was going on. They had papers in their hand, and they basically came to me and said, you had made a police report back in June, and we were here to tell you a little bit about that. And I my heart sank in my stomach, and I was like, it's about John. And that's when they proceeded to tell me that his remains were found and that there was a murder investigation going on.
Justice, when did you learn about your dad?
My mom, the cops went to her house, and then she texted me and she asked me, she said, are you sitting comfortably? And I was like confused because I didn't know. I knew something. She was going to say something like that I probably didn't want to hear. And I was sitting in the back seat of a car, and she called me and she told me, and I lost it. I didn't know what to do, so I had to go back to my house, and the cops were actually leaving because they were coming to tell me. My mom sent them to my house so I could talk to them if I had any questions or anything, and I just stood there crying. They were like, do you have any questions? I couldn't answer them. I just wanted to be, left alone. I didn't know what to do, to be honest with you.
Samantha Perry, editor with the Bluefield Daily Telegraph. Samantha, what can you tell me about the location where John's remains were found? Is it rural? Is it in a backyard? What is it?
McDowell County is an extremely rural county here in southern West Virginia. It actually has the nickname of the Free State, just because it is, it's just so rural. And the area where his remains were found in Skagusty, very, very rural, very, very country. You know, it's not a residence that you're just going to come across.
So you have to drive out to it. I mean, I know what you're talking about, Samantha Perry. I grew up on a red dirt road with a well dug in the backyard, dug by my grandfather. So I get it. You're not just going to drive by and notice disturbed earth. So Samantha Perry, editor of the Bluefield Daily Telegraph, was his body found in a backyard?
Yes, ma'am.
How far from the home?
I would say approximately about 6 to 8 feet from the home.
So let me follow up with you, Troy Slayton, criminal defense attorney joining us, Adam from L.A. You heard Samantha Perry. 8 feet from the home? How could you not notice a body is buried in your backyard? Don't you think that's pretty strong circumstantial evidence?
It is certainly strong circumstantial evidence. And what's also a criminal defense attorney's nightmare in the case is someone being arrested merely for violating their sex offender registry regulations.
Violating it?
And then suddenly
this
getting...
This guy knows about a murder.
And then suddenly getting diarrhea of the mouth and telling the police everything he's done since he was 6 years old.
That's not the police fault.
No, it's not.
The Constitution protects you from unreasonable searches and seizures. You can't be beaten or tortured or forced into a confession. The Constitution does not stop you or protect you from gabbing, from getting carried away.
That's
and you
true.
Know what I bet?
That's called
a- I bet he... This guy, McClure, the perv, the registered sex offender, blurted out he knew where a body was to save his own skin from that parole violation. He thought if he could cough up some info, they would go light on him for the parole violation. I bet you dollars to donuts. That's what happened. He's not trying to help anybody. He's trying to save his own skin.
A spontaneous confession, Nancy, mm-hmm. a spontaneous statement, isn't even covered by Miranda.
To Dr. Michelle Dupree, joining me, forensic pathologist, former medical examiner, and author of the Homicide Investigation Field Guide and Investigating Child Abuse Field Guide. Dr. Dupree, yet another buried in a shallow grave story. Would you think that someday someone would get rid of a body not by burying it 8 feet from the back door in a shallow grave?
Yes, Nancy, this is incredible. We often see that clandestine graves are no more than 18 to 24 inches deep. They're often discovered much more quickly than the perpetrator would think.
Is that why it's so easy for instance, cadaver dogs to find bodies in shallow graves?
Well, that's certainly one of the reasons, but there are many more reasons that cadaver dogs can find these, even in deeper graves.
To Dr. Dupree, what would being buried in a shallow grave for a period of months do to a human body? How would that affect decomposition and therefore thwart an identification of the body?
Well, Nancy, as you know, it depends on a lot of different factors. It's going to depend on the environment, whether it's cold or hot, whether it's damp or whether it's dry. But the thing is that even after about 6 months or so, we can often determine many things that happened to that body. For example, oftentimes we can determine the cause of death. The decomposition rate will certainly hinder some evidence, but not all of it.
It's almost here. The Nix Anniversary Sale starts this Thursday, May 9th at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Nix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Nix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Nix wireless bra. So, mark your calendar this Thursday, May 9th, for the Nix Anniversary Sale. Get 30% off all leak-proof underwear, shapewear, activewear, and more. It only happens once a year at Nix.com. That's K-N-I-X.com. Don't miss this.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I'm still trying to help make the connection of how this dad of four, on a trip with his girlfriend, ends up in a shallow grave, in somebody's backyard and a registered sex offender trying to save his own skin blurts out the location. Well, take a listen to our friends at people.com.
Authorities located the body of 38-year-old John Thomas McGuire in a shallow grave on the McClure property in Skygusty, West Virginia. According to the Bluefield Daily Telegraph, Chaudhry has said that McGuire's death happened after a Valentine's Day meal and that her father and sister had accused McGuire of being a federal informant. The outlet reports that McGuire was struck on the head with a wine bottle, tied up, tortured, and injected with methamphetamine. He was also reportedly strangled and buried, then disinterred, dismembered, and then buried again. Chaudhry said her father and sister told her she had to be the one to inject McGuire with meth because she had nursing experience.
So you have to have nursing experience to kill somebody. You know, I'm very, very curious about the connection between this registered sex offender and how he knows about the dead body. Well, according to people.com, he was there after the Valentine's Day dispute. Guys, take a listen to our friends at People.
Chaudhry said that after the murder, her father and sister went on like nothing happened. Then about a month later, they applied for a marriage license in Virginia. The father and daughter were married on March 11th, 2019. The
Stop
Daily
right
Telegraph
there, please.
Reports that.
Let me understand something, Samantha Perry. Am I hearing this correctly? So the father we're talking about is 55-year-old Larry McClure. The daughter and his daughter, McClure's daughter, and he, McClure, go get a marriage certificate?
Yes.
Isn't that incest? Do I understand the facts that I'm hearing from people.com?
Yes. They did travel. McDowell County, West Virginia, borders Tazewell County, Virginia, and they did cross the state line, and they actually did marry.
So Larry McClure Sr., the registered sex offender, marries who?
His daughter, Amanda Michelle Naylor McClure. They married in Tazewell County roughly a couple of weeks after the murder took place.
So Samantha Perry, you just told me that Larry McClure, the sex perv, registered sex offender, married his daughter, Amanda McClure. But I thought Amanda McClure is the dad of four, John McGuire's girlfriend.
Yes. She was the girlfriend of John McGuire.
I like your answer. There's only one way to answer that. Yes. It kind of sounded like you were holding your nose at the time, and I completely agree. Okay. So if Samantha Perry with the Bluefield Daily Telegraph is correct, and I have strong reason to believe she is, the motive for murder is the discovery of incest. Did this father of four, John McGuire, find out his girlfriend is the lover of her own dad? Take a listen to our cut number three. This is Katie Johnston at WCCO 4 News.
A Kentucky man and his two daughters are accused of killing a Minnesota man last Valentine's Day. The Bluefield Daily Telegraph of West Virginia reports the victim, John McGuire, was in a relationship with one of the two daughters. Investigators say after the murder, the man and his daughter crossed the state lines then to get married. In a letter to court officials this month, Larry McClure from Kentucky confesses to the killing and explains the roles he and his daughters played in the crime. McClure told investigators his daughter, Amanda McClure, was in a relationship with McGuire. Larry calls Amanda the ringleader of the murder. Now Larry, Amanda, and Anna Chaudhry are all facing one count of first-degree murder for McGuire's death.
So to Samantha Perry, editor of the Bluefield Daily Telegraph, am I correct that John McGuire was brutally murdered, a painful death, because he discovered his girlfriend was in an incestuous relationship with her father?
Yes, her father would basically not tolerate her being with another man.
So her father had a jealous fit? She was seeing someone else?
That was her implication, yes.
Let's learn more. Take a listen to our cut 15.
You also made a conscious choice to help your daughters heal.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And if it was 3 days of hell for you or for them,
I know what it was for him. It was living hell for him. And they made the man sit there and they made him believe that when he woke up, he would be on the streets of Minnesota. I didn't tell them that. They did.
To Dr. Michelle Dupree, former medical examiner and author, what was the mode of death, Dr. Dupree?
Well, Nancy, apparently the person was injected with methamphetamine, which could be lethal. They were reportedly also strangled, which can obviously be lethal. So really, without an examination of the body, it would be difficult to tell.
To Angela Erickson, the mother of John's three children, Justice, Jacob, and Genesis, what did you learn about John's murder?
I learned that he was tied up and injected with methamphetamines, and first he was hit over the head with a wine bottle that apparently he had bought for him and Amanda to have a romantic dinner on Valentine's Day with. And then through, you know, a course of 1 to 3 days, I'm not really sure, they tortured him and told him that the reason they were doing this was because he was a criminal informant. And then I learned that they put a garbage bag over his head and strangled him to death.
Take a listen to our friend Josh Krupp at WDTV5.
Chaudhry said her father and sister began the attack on McGuire and that her father threatened her children if she didn't help out. She described how McGuire was hit in the head with a bottle of wine, tied up, then injected with methamphetamine and strangled. Chaudhry pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, faces up to 40 years in prison.
And also, our cut number three, Katie Johnson, WCCO, goes on.
McClure told investigators his daughter Amanda McClure was in a relationship with McGuire. Larry calls Amanda the ringleader of the murder. Now Larry, Amanda, and Anna Chaudhry are all facing one count of first-degree murder for McGuire's death.
So let me understand how this whole thing played out, Samantha Perry. What happened between those 1 and 3 days that John McGuire was tortured till he died?
They did. Apparently, he was hit on the head with a wine bottle and injected with methamphetamine and then tied up. And then they played out what they called the trust game, which was basically, you know, having enough trust in each other to allow them to be tied up. But basically, McGuire was tortured for 3 days. And the judge in one of the hearings actually described it as 3 days of hell.
And Samantha Perry, was the whole torture and murder debacle, but because they feared John McGuire would rat them out for incest?
I'm not sure if it was a fear of telling about the incest or if it was more of a jealousy on the part of Larry McClure.
And Amanda McClure stood by and let it happen, actually took part in it?
Yes. And Larry McClure painted his daughters as the ringleaders. Once this all of this came out, basically all of them threw each other under the bus. You know, Larry blamed his daughters, the daughters blamed their father. And so this kind of became a blame game after it came to light.
I want you to hear John Thomas McGuire's mother, Karen Smith.
For you to marry your own daughter, that's low down. Low down to the dirt. But I'm going to live to see you or one of your kids die before I leave this earth. God's told me. And I hope you remember how I look and how I talk. Because if I had it my way, I'd have every one of y'all write me a letter every day. I killed your son for at least a year and mail it to me. So y'all won't forget it, because I don't think y'all even care. I don't think you have you care about what you've done to me and my grandbabies.
Same judgment comes when both my daughters were sentenced. Same judgment comes in on me.
You're hearing Karen Smith chewing out the defendant in this case, Larry Paul McClure, who murdered her son. And in the end, you hear him speaking unintelligibly, trying to blame his daughters for the murder. All three took part, and all three are behind bars, all over an incestuous relationship that ended in an illegal marriage between father and daughter. And there in the backyard lay John McGuire. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible, Easy Breathe. Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed or do-it-yourself kits available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com. Get 20% off today. Thank you, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.